Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred P Radio, we're again live from Locarno 70. We're still talking about Winter Brothers by Lionel Palmason. We have here the two protagonists, Elliot Crossett-Hove and Simon Sears. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, I read it correctly, but you already worked together before that in a series, TV series. Is that right? Well, or maybe we didn't meet?
We were both in the same TV series, but okay. We didn't have any scenes together. I had a very small part and Simon had a larger part. A couple of months prior to shooting Winter Brothers, we were both in the same theater piece, a small experimental theater piece, a 2-week intense little theater piece. But that was really nice to get to know each other even more. We went to school together also, not in the same class, but we were in theater school at the same time. Simon was 1 year above me.
So, what did you know about these two brothers? How would you describe them?
I would actually say they're quite similar. Or I would say my character is—he wants to be able to do the same thing as Emil wants, but he just never dares to go out there. And he's actually kind of jealous in the way that Emil he sees life. That's also, but they both have the lack of love. I mean, they just deal with it in different ways.
So that was how Lionel described your role, like a character wanting to be loved.
Yes, a character with lack of love and a character who has a lot of turmoil in himself, meaning that he has a lot of mixed emotions, probably as a result of perhaps never really experiencing unconditional love. Very difficult world. Of course, from his brother, who I really feel that Johan, who Simon plays, really loves Emil, but we are in an environment where perhaps fitting in is required to get along, to survive, and as I see it, as Simon says, they are, when you cook it down, they're very similar. But I think that Johan has the ability maybe to adapt to the environment that they're in, a rough, tough, hard, cold, masculine environment. And I think Emil has a artistic soul and a creativity that is not allowed to flourish in the environment he is in, and that creates turmoil, which was a phrase that Lino told me and that helped me a lot
So you are not a magician in real life.
Not at all. No, see. Sorry.
How did you work on the dynamics between the two brothers? I don't want to spoil too much, but there are some, let's say, for me at least, difficult scenes. There's a very special fight between you two, very physical. So I want to know more on how you work together on that, and with Lionel, obviously.
Like the scene in
particular, because from my point of view was particularly difficult.
Yeah,
particularly difficult.
Well, we took it in one take, and we took it 6 times, of course we went through it over and over and over and over until everybody was safe and sure that. And Elliot and I, we know each other so well, so it wasn't really a problem. I just say to him, just go for it. I mean, let's just go all in on this. Of course, take care of each other, but let's make it as this. Let's push the limits a little bit and see where we can get this. And I think it went very well, but if, I mean, it was we were finished. I mean, we're every take, we were just, it was so hard. Yeah.
It was on a Friday we shot the scene, so we had a weekend afterwards, which was really nice. Yeah. And I remember sitting in the car on the way home, just being so happy, and sitting with Simon, and we just sat and smiled, and we're totally tired, and
we made it finally. If we can do that, we can go on with the rest of the film like easily.
Exactly. I mean, it was just wow. Yeah. Oh, it was actually, it was like a kick kind of, because you don't get to do these kind of things, like, and it's something that I always dreamt of, like being this physical. Yeah. With a character and with a dilemma between the two brothers, and yeah, so it was just awesome.
I told Lino Palmason about the fact that I was talking with my colleague Mami Kuchi about the film, and we found out that for us it felt like a Western film in a way. Cool. Because there's the lady, you know, the brothers fighting, that's the sheriff in a way.
Yes.
So what do you think about that?
That's a wonderful way to see it, a wonderful association, Western. And that's, I think all of the crew and Leonard and everyone would be very proud of that association and very happy for that, because often Westerns, they have perhaps a brutality and a physicality and good guys, bad guys, and sometimes the good guy is the bad guy, and vice versa, and we kind of have that in our film as well, in a completely different or completely original way. I feel it because Lino and yeah, we just really enjoyed working with him and his whole crew. He has the same core crew from his time from film school, which they work together as a team, and they're also going to make many films in the future together, and that also gives a special atmosphere on set, because everyone is also friends, which is wonderful. But friends who are able to work really good together.
Know each other so well. Yeah. I mean, they just do. But nice association. It's a cold Western.
Yeah,
white Western.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So to finish the interview, can we say that your characters, they're both outsiders in a way? So they refer to the outsiders in us and to all the people that felt like it, in a way or not.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, outsiders in the way that they handle it, like in different ways. My character is very introvert, and Elliot's character is the exact opposite. So, which is two different ways of handling this kind of outsider thing.
What's next for you guys after this, and what do you hope for the film?
I hope the film does well. It's different, but it's good. I actually haven't seen it yet. I've just seen different scenes. Yeah. So we're actually kind of excited to watch it tonight. But I'm doing a TV series now. So that's what I'm up for the next year, and the past year.
I think Simon's what he said and what you said about the characters completely true. I feel the same. Also looking very much forward to see the film for the first time today. And the next thing I'm going to do is go theater in Denmark and to play Hamlet, which I look forward to, because that's tough. That'll be interesting to hopefully do a decent job.
Thank you, guys. So good luck to Elliot Cross at Ove and Simon Sears. Thank you for being here with us for Winter Brothers. And one last thing for Simon. Can you say hello in Italian, since your father is Italian?
Ciao, mi chiamo Simon. Ciao a tutti.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.